holding in Maseches Brachos Daf Vav, Amud Aleph at the bottom. We're actually in the middle of something, really, in truth. We stopped at a period, but we're not done. Not a new paragraph, even. Not a new chapter. We had said that Hashem wears tefillin. So now we've established that Hashem wears tefillin. We want to know what exactly are in those tefillin. So it says we're the third to last medium sized line. And I'm not up there. Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, the Rav Chia bar Avin. Hani tefillin de Mari Alma, those tefillin that the master of the universe wears, Maksibu, what's written inside of them? We have this four parshas in our, so what does Hashem have it is? Amalei, he said, listen, what it says is, Umikamcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aret. And who was like you? Umikamcha Yisrael, who was comparable to you? The Jews, like the singular, I should translate probably better as nation, goy echad, single and singular. Like Hashem echad, a single and singular also. Nation, the land. So now, I want to do the whole pasuk here. The whole pasuk here is mass of the universe. I already mentioned yesterday. I don't know why that idiom has come up. I thought about it more. I didn't learn anything new. I just thought about it more. On that point of Mari Alma, I'm leaning, just speculation and just educated guessing. But I'm leaning. I'd mentioned it before. Like I saw members. One was Kutch Abricho, one was Shechina, not Shechinte Shechina. But there I think I think it's Meduyah. I think there's a reason why they chose the name for the members. What the depth of it is, I haven't got a horror for you. I know Kutch Abricho. I don't get what those names mean, but I don't know why, which is to what there. In terms of Mari Alma, I was thinking about it more. It's a very uncommon idiom, as in terms of it referring to Hashem properly. I suspect that the say we have like Hashem and like Avishta, like I think in Babylonia in the 4th century, whenever the story happened, the way people referred to Hashem was Mari Alma, like master of the universe. Do I know that? That's just my conjecture. In other words, it's a quote from a story. So I said, okay, and the tefillin that Hashem wears, their version of Hashem is Mari Alma, I think. I don't know, I just think. Why am I saying that? Why do I think that? Because it's not a part of the member per se. It's not that the Mari Alma wears tefillin, which would be indicative of the reason why it's the aspect of Hashem's Mari Alma-ness that's a tefillin wearing. It's recording a conversation. So one says to the other, hey, those tefillin that Hashem wears, so you wonder why I call him Hashem, because that's referred to Hashem as. That's my chush, whatever my chush is worth. So what does he wear? So that's the pasuk. The pasuk that we first bring is Mik Umika Amcha Yisrael Ve'echad Ba'aretz. Who is like you Jews, the singular and single nation in the world? So that's like a shvach to the Jewish people. So that's a funny thing to have in Hashem's tefillin. I mean, we have in Hashem's tefillin who Hashem is. Why does Hashem have in his tefillin who we are? So we ask Umi Mishtabeach Kodesh Brichu B'Shvachayu Di Yisrael. And is it reasonable? Can you believe that Hashem's praise is that belongs to his tefillin is by praising us? In Taka, yes, it is. Don't be confused. In Aramaic means yes, like the ain means like sort of a negative in the Hebrew, of course. Dechsib, how do you see that Hashem is? We are Hashem's praise, so to speak. It says Es Hashem Hemarta You Hayom VaHashem. Which is like, and you have praised Hashem today, and Hashem has praised you today. So your praise that you praise Hashem. With this word, it's an unusual, fairly unusual word. I mean, the chumash, not that unusual, obviously. It's that the punchline in the song that we sing in the Yom Noraim, right? We say Ata. Mami Reinu, like you're our praise, and we're your praise. This word. In any case, so see from that us, our Hashem's praise that we're praising. So Amalei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what Hashem says, so to speak, in terms of why we're His praise and why this plus is appropriate to be the thing He wants us to fill in. Atem Asisuni, you have made me Chativa Achas Bolam. Strange word. Rashi says, Chativa Achas, means like, sorry, was Rush here? Sorry, one second. Where's that Rashi?
Where do you go?
Okay. I see. Sorry. I saw one of the Masoros Hashas on the side. Sorry. So he says, that's what I didn't see there, right? Exactly. It says, it's Siyur Echad Ba'olam, like a singular, I don't know, Siyur is like a drawing, a picture, an image. Kolomar, Davar Hanikar, something that like stands out, She'ein Kamosa, that nothing's like it. And therefore it's like something like unique. Unique, you made me like a unique thing in this world, unique and singular and stand out all alone. Therefore, I made you like a unique thing, stand out, special thing in this world. But how do you see that? Atem asisuni chativa achas, you and me like a unique, singular thing, bo'olam, in the world. Shemar, the pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We say Hashem is Echad, and that's unique. It's unique. It's one, not just the one and the only, but the nothing else is like him. It's one and not two, nothing else like him. Vani Yisrael etchem chativa achas, bo'olam, and therefore I made you like a unique entity in the world. Shemar, the pasuk says, Mi kam to Yisrael ve'echad ba'aretz, and who is comparable to you? The Jews, like a singular, Goy Echad, a singular, the only one, no other, and also a singular, unified nation in the land. So that's we've established now what? That Hashem somehow praised himself, and it's fitting that his praise and his tefillin should be pasuk about Yisroel. So Amrle Rav Acha, Redu Rav Vilu Rav Ashi, Tenach, okay, cool, Bechad Basin, that's good for one of the bottom. However, Bashar Bati Mai. See, we're taking this idea that Hashem wearing tefillin very seriously. We're saying, not just an abstract tefillin, that he has to have four batim. Like, we have four batim, he has four batim in his tefillin. Tefillin with tefillin. So that's true. You have one parsha, one pasuk, what's in the other ones? Amar Leih says, that's easy. First of all, there's all different psukim. Let me read them inside from the article here. I might have to have it put them inside. The first of them is, this is Devarim Dalad Zayin. It says, "Kimi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elav," which means, "Who is a great nation that has a God as close to it as the Shem, who is our God whenever we call to Him?" That's the first pasuk in his Shem Tzvi. Then another one. This one is, "Umi goy gadol asher lo chukim mishpatim tzadikim b'chol haTorah zos." Asher Anochi Nos Nathleim Hayom, which is, who is such a great nation? Again, this is the second pasuk of the Gedula of Yisrael, that has the righteous decrees and ordinances, such as the entire Torah, I place before you this day, as you can tell reading the Strip and Article's translation. So that's the second. And a third pasuk, Asherechi Yisrael. Here, the Jews are not the Gedula of Yisrael per se, but the uniqueness of it, how fortunate we are. Bichamocha Am Nosha Bashem, who's like saved, delivered from Hashem, Magen Ezrecha Asher Cherev Gavasecha, like who's, I don't know, the shield of your help and the sword of your, I don't know, glory, uprightness, whatever. Yikach Shu Oivecha Lach, and your enemies are like, try to trick you. Vata Al Bomosemo Tidroch, but you're going to trample on his high places, or high people, his arrogant people. That's another pasuk. And another pasuk. This one too. Oy hanisa elokim lavo lakachas goy mikerav goy. Has Hashem ever acted like, either like in a miracle way, a little nation like that? That to come and take one nation from a different nation, the masas, the osas, the mosin, you know, with all sorts of signs and wonders, uvimbochamo, viyad chazaka, buzurna tuya, wars and mighty arm, all that kind of business, stretched out, uvimorim, gedolim, and mighty, you know, miracles, whatever, signs. Like Hashem did for you. So you see Hashem, the specialness, this pasuk of the specialness of the Jews. And another pasuk, this pasuk is L'sitcha el yon el kol agoyim, like to make you like to place you like above el yon el kol agoyim, the highest of nations. Asher asa l'tehila l'shem l'tiferes, to make you like, I don't know what these words mean exactly, tehila, like a praise, and l'shem, and for like recognition, and tiferes, and for splendor. Ulyoscha am kadosh l'shem, and to be like Hashem's holy nation, elokecha asher kasher diber, like Hashem said, like Hashem
Said he would.
So this pasuk is about the supremacy of the Jews compared to other nations. Okay, so you've got lots of different psukim here. The problem is, if you had counted, we've gone way past four. That's the problem. So now we're up to six. But they're not. The way the Shulchan Aruch is, these are now we have a list of five more psukim in Hashem's part in Hashem's tefillin. Each part should be one pasuk, even though it's true that two of those are actually back to back. Even if you count as one, which is not off Shulchan Aruch, you still have five. So it's too many here. So now you've got too many. So what gives? So the verse says now. That's true, we got all these psukim. So Nefishilu Tuvi, but you got way too many to fit in the boxes, right? Now you got too many, you haven't got four anymore. Ella. So what's the pshat? Now the answer is Kimi Goy Gadol and Umi Goy Gadol, those two psukim. The first two happen to be back to back also in sequence in the Devarim, but they're the same idea, referring to the Gadul of Hashem. They're the same thing. Damin lahadari, that complement one to the other. The chad besa, they go in the first of them, or whatever. One of them. First. Second of all, Ashrecha Yisrael, the one that says, Ashrecha, fortunate are you, Israel. Umi kamcha Yisrael, also again speaking about the specialness of Israel. These two psukim talk about the specialness of the Jews, and therefore they're together. The chad besa, they go together. So they're two separate psukim, unconnected chronologically, but they're, sequence of the chumash, but they go together, the same idea. And then, Ohinisa Elohim, this is. They talk about that Hashem took a special interest in us, that sort of specialness to the Jews. That's B'chad Beisa. And then, L'sitzcha Elyon, to place you above them, that's like the supremacy of the Jews amongst the nations. It's the fourth idea. B'chad Beisa, that's the fourth. They got four. V'kulu, and all these partials here, Sibi, B'adre, and they're putting in his arm, his arm tefillah. Tefillah, singular. So that's what Hashem wears. Okay? Like I told you, there's a lot written about this, but nothing that I found particularly edifying for this. So,
what's special about these?
You mean this, those psukim, or this section, this Agadah Tav? Those psukim, the psukim that praise, they talk about the specials of the Jewish people.
Okay, specifically.
Those the ones that speak on the. I don't know, are the other psukim talking about the specials of the Jewish people? Those the ones that talk about the Jewish people's gedula and uniqueness and the praise of them and their supremacy over other nations. And then you took it like that. That's fine.